Cotton Council International, along with U.S. cotton industry leaders, held the first ever virtual Cotton Day India event. The virtual event included discussions on some of the most pressing issues facing India's cotton industry and featured speakers and panelists from the Indian textile industry, USDA, the National Cotton Council, Cotton Council International, and SUPIMA. Will Bettendorf, Cotton Council International's Global Director of Supply Chain Marketing and Regional Director for Southeast Asia, joins us with more details.
We're probably in close to celebrating our 30th year of having Cotton Day events around Asia, but this was the first one that we'd ever done in India. Even though India is a huge producer of cotton and a competitor as well, they are also a pretty good customer, depending on the year. A couple of years ago, they imported over 1 million bales of U.S. cotton. Due to the popularity of the Cotton Day event, we wanted to bring it to India and share it with the industry there. During the event, we had about 8 different presentations that were given, everything from providing an update by the U.S. Embassy on the domestic Indian cotton situation, all the way to presentations by the National Cotton Council senior economist, Dr. Jody Campeachy. And we also had Mark Lukowitz from SUPIMA, because the Indian mills produce fine count yarn, especially for the saris in India, the traditional ladies' wear that requires a very fine, long staple cotton. So we had Mark Lukowitz from SUPIMA on board to provide an update on SUPIMA. Two of the key presentations, though, that we're really excited about were the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol, which is the leading sustainability program for raw cotton globally now. The U.S. cotton industry recently launched the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol, and so we wanted to share with the Indian industry what this new program was and is, and also to explain to them how, if they use American cotton, then they can also join this program. And then we also talked about our Cotton USA Solutions Program, which is a technical service program that we offer to mills and manufacturers that use cotton from the United States. We had over 280 participants. These companies were primarily textile mills, brands, retailers, and garment manufacturers, as well as the U.S. cotton merchants. After the event, we held a networking hour that allowed the U.S. cotton merchants to meet with the mills, since our U.S. exporters can't really travel to India and the Indians can't really travel here. By having a virtual networking event, it allowed the customers to meet over Zoom. We had 64 textile mills that participated in Cotton Day India this year, and they had a cumulative cotton consumption of more than 9 million bales, which equates to about 40% of India's cotton mill usage. So the quality of the customers that joined us for our Cotton Day event was quite high in our evaluation. It showed that 85% were likely or very likely to purchase U.S. cotton as a result of this event. We asked them if they had to quantify that, what type of numbers would we be looking at in terms of additional U.S. cotton bales sold as a result of the event? And they reported a cumulative number of over 134,000 bales. We're very pleased with the response by the Indian industry, and we had a great group in terms of quality to support it. By virtue of their positive response to the information that we provided about U.S. cotton in terms of the trust protocol or updates, economic updates for upland or ELS cotton, we had a very, very positive response. So we're really encouraged by that, and we look forward to celebrating Cotton Day in India again next year.